Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Common Sense Finance. Anthony here.
What's up, guys? I'm back again. Part two, round two.
Yeah, so we're on the second episode of, the stretch.
Domenico Concoli, by the way.
Yeah, Domenico. Shout out. You know, if he's not going to say his name, no one will, I guess, right?
So, yes, you did.
So, we are back with another episode. Hopefully, everyone's new year is, you know, going strong. Thanks to our last episode, you know, the New Year's resolutions. And, you know, we said last time, like early January, it was a good time of the year, a big time of the year for people to, you know, talk about the New Year's resolutions. But another big headline, Domenico, first of all, what do you think is another big headline that you've been seeing lately? Like, you guys in like finance related news.
I've been seeing a lot of NFT stuff, man.
What are the odds? It's the topic of today's podcast.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it.
It is, right? So yeah. What are some of the NFT stuff that you've seen? So I guess like headlines or whatnot.
I've seen a lot of Gary Vee.
NFT,
when I think of NFT, the first person I think about is Gary Vee. A guy who seems to just draw at his desk and sell drawings for
Have you thought about making figures. That an NFT? You know, this TikTok?
the jokes are the serious one. Have you ever thought about making your... that picture, your profile picture, an NFT?
So, yeah, I think Gary Vee has brought a lot of light to NFTs for sure. I think we also are in like this crypto mania phase where it's like anything related to, you know, crypto, blockchains, like it's going to like blow up. Recently, I think it was Floyd Mayweather and Kim Kardashian, they got cracked down. They're facing a lawsuit.
Someone like fake Ethereum or something.
There was like pumping up some fake crap coin, and you know they're facing consequences, which I think is good. I mean that's kind of like the negative side of crypto.
It's like the fire festival.
To an extent, yeah. I mean you have
Kendall Jenner. Now you have to put hashtag ad in any advertisement, or else it gets flagged as false advertisement.
I think with like crypto and like NFTs, like we'll get into. It's like it's the Wild West. Like it's so new. There's no regulation.
It's like crypto.
Yeah, exactly. And people are saying like, people see the lack of regulation as a positive, but I don't think so. Like we see a lot of people, you see a lot of ridiculous prices for some coins, a lot of pumps, a lot of dumps, people getting rug pulled, and NFTs are hot. Like you see NFTs going crazy and there's really no justification for some of these. But before we get into that part of the topic, Domenico, so what do you know before we actually get into like the topic, what do you know about NFTs?
So from my understanding is, and I'm again, this is a lot from Twitter and just seeing avatars on social media. So basically it's like buying the rights to artwork, correct? In an odd sense of the odd way. I know a lot of leagues have been doing it like, oh, buy a certain ticket and get an NFT. I believe it was the NBA that did that, or NFL did something similar. But basically it's a non-fungible token. And you buy the rights for X amount of dollars and you basically own it. Very similar to artwork.
Exactly. Yeah. So from my understanding, that's pretty much how it works. It's not necessarily just limited to artwork, but I think that's what we've seen the most like frequent example being as of lately.
What can an NFT be besides artwork?
An NFT can really be anything. Like it can be music, any kind of like, well, when I say art, I mean, I'm thinking of like physical art. Like, you know, we've seen pictures specifically, like we've seen like those, like the punk, the crypto punk guys.
I'm thinking of those monkey dudes.
Oh, what? The apes?
Yes. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah, like they sell for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And then all the like Steph Curry has his Instagram picture. And I mean, look, I'm reading an article right now and it's Gary Vee is the headliner. But every day I see him on Twitter, I'm selling NFTs, Now my ads are all get down on the goats or something.
Yeah.
Is the big one.
I downloaded the OpenSea app. It's like the marketplace for NFTs. Just like dabble a little.
Are there cheap NFTs is my question.
There are cheap NFTs.
Is it like NBA Top Shot?
It's like you kind of like have to put money into it. And then if the project takes off, you could potentially make money off of that project.
And what's this platform you're using to trade in?
It's called OpenSea, but it's kind of complicated because you kind of need a crypto wallet just linked to your account.
See, I don't understand this whole thing. So you need a crypto wallet to buy NFTs. So a normal person, it's almost making it It makes it look sketchy.
Well, okay. Before we keep talking about NFTs, I think it's important to dive into what an NFT is, because I'm sure not everyone knows what it is, even if you heard of it. So NFT, first of all, is an acronym, right? Three letters that stands for non-fungible token. That means by itself probably means very little to whoever's listening. So as Domenico was saying before, an NFT represents sole ownership of a digital asset. So we're talking about like an image or a picture being the most prevalent example recently, but this asset could really be anything that's some kind of asset in a digital form, such as a song or a video. There was videos of LeBron James being sold as an NFT a few months back that sold for like a few hundred K. To function, NFTs utilize Ethereum blockchain technology, which is very similar to cryptocurrency, which is why many people associate one with the other. However, unlike cryptocurrencies, NFTs are not fungible. Cryptocurrencies are fungible. That's the difference between the two, because people automatically associate one with the other. That's not the case. So for those listening, you may say, Anthony, what in the world does fungible mean?
I'm actually Googling that right now.
Okay. So when something is fungible, that means it's interchangeable. So the example I have here is
money.
Huh? Like technically, yes. But if you want to be really nitpicky, every US dollar has like a code on it.
Somewhere worth a lot of money if you follow that on TikTok.
Yeah.
You find like a certain barcode and that dollar is worth $100 or something. It's crazy.
Exactly.
Because here I am throwing it in the ACM or at the time, potentially donating $100,000 to random people on the street.
Or like the coins that are minted before like a certain year and they're actually made out of like copper or something and they're worth like, instead of 25 cents, maybe like $5 a coin or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of too. Then again, it's a lot of work to like dig through coins all day.
It's like opportunity cost. Like, is it worth your time to dig through quarters?
Especially when 99.9% of them are worth the value.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's worth nothing, but it's worth the value.
Yeah. So let's go into the example I have here for fungible. So let's say you're Dunkin' Donuts and you have 12 chocolate glazed donuts for sale, right? There's nothing differentiating one donut from the other.
I disagree with that
statement. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Disagree.
How do you disagree?
Because it's like when you have a pizza pie, right? And you cut it into 8 slices. There's always like a certain slice that's better than the others.
Okay, let's say you're Spalding and you make 12 basketballs. What's different between the basketballs?
That wasn't the sentence though. You said donuts.
But I'm trying to give you the example.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Let's backtrack. Okay, so it doesn't matter. It's basketballs.
Okay, let's say you make 12 identical objects.
Okay, fully products. Identical. Yep, yes. Got it.
There's nothing differentiating between the products. Yeah. So that would be fungible. Like I could give you the first Spalding basketball or the 12th. I can give you the first donut or the 12th. So,
yeah,
the same thing.
Yeah.
But let's say I'm trying to think of a specific example here. So like
slices of pizza.
Not slices of pizza, but let's say like, I don't know, you give a car, right? You can make 12 different BMWs. Each of them has a different VIN number in it. So they're fungible. I can differentiate one car from the other car.
Or like technology.
Yeah.
My phone has a serial number.
Yeah, like if you have a serial number, it's no longer fungible. It becomes non-fungible.
People.
Yeah, no one is the same. Twins.
I was going to say social security cards, but okay.
Fingerprints are different.
I mean, technically twins are fungible though.
No, identical. Different fingerprints, different social security numbers, you know? I mean,
that could all be fake, though.
That could be like a philosophical debate. Are humans
fungible?
Are humans fungible? That's a good. Guys, put it in the comments. You know, get back to us. DM us on the Instagram.
You know, on Spotify now, you can actually put questions in them.
I have. I put questions on the last.
Do people
one.
Answer them?
I gotta check. You know, all 19 listeners on the last one. Gotta check. But
Nick, shout out to Nick if you're listening.
So that's what fungible is. Fungible is like interchangeable. If I were to give you the first product or the 12th product, you wouldn't realize the difference, right? Cryptocurrencies are like this. So like I can give you one Bitcoin.
It's like another stock too as well. I don't mean to keep interrupting you.
Yeah. She has a stock very similar. Yeah.
So it's basically I could buy whatever it's.
I mean, there are different types of stock.
Yeah, I understand that. But it's.
But like for general, like general.
If purchase, I buy one share of Apple stock, I don't know exactly what serial number I have.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not like my Green Bay Packers stock where I have a barcode and so. Go to the owners' meetings and stuff.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin, it's like there's nothing differentiating one Bitcoin from another Bitcoin, one Ethereum from another Ethereum. they're all fungible. Like I can give you any kind and it's same, it like doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's something is non-fungible, that means it is not interchangeable. So that's the case with an NFT. An NFT is a one of a kind. It's one of a kind. It provides like a unique ownership rights to whatever or whoever possesses that asset. So in, let's say for so earlier last year, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey sold an NFT of his first tweet. The buyer of the NFT.
How is it allowed?
Don't ask me. But the buyer of that NFT becomes the sole owner of that tweet. So if someone were to like take a screenshot of it or whatever, they do not own the rights to it. The person who owns the NFT owns the rights to it.
So, okay, let me get this straight. So Steph Curry has an NFT as his profile picture.
Yes.
If I screenshot that photo and repost it on my page, can you sue me?
Let's get more into this because I have some more reasons as to why someone would want to own an NFT, because people get confused as to like, you know, I can screenshot it, right? There are some, yeah, in some cases that's the case, but there's actually some kind of benefits to artists and individuals who actually sell NFTs, and screenshotting it actually helps them. So let us go now here to why would someone want an NFT? So you mentioned right here that, you know, people want the like their avatars to be an NFT. I low-key want an NFT to make it my avatar. I feel like that would be kind of cool.
I feel like it's just one of those things. It's like kind of like a fidget spinner.
You think it's like a phase?
It's like a hype thing. Like, no, and it's not even like a phase. It's just like, oh yeah, like I like when fidget spinners were like lit, like it was fun to pull up to high school with a spinner in your hand, like, whoa, big guy, even though they're worth like $2. But I think NFT again is something cool almost to say I'm a part of this trend, whether I make money or not. A lot of people are assuming that they're going to make a lot of money, and I hope they do. But again, it's like hype. It's almost, it's the same thing with almost anything. When it gets a lot of buzz, people are getting interested, and they want to put money into it because they want to be part of this movement. It's almost like the Reddit traders. You put like a GameStop, like, oh, let me buy some GameStop stock because you know what? Like, I'm part of this movement now. And I don't think NFTs have that same momentum as we saw with the Reddit traders, because obviously that was like crazy.
That was wild.
But I think people want to be a part of a movement, and this is something that they could easily, well, not easily as we just found out, but definitely get behind.
No, I definitely agree. I think we see that a lot of assets have been, you know, ballooning in price over the last year and a half or so during the COVID pandemic. And I think NFTs are no exception. You know, crypto, certain meme stocks, they've all been seeing like astronomical increases for absolutely no like fundamental reason. Mm-hmm. But I think many people kind of see that and say NFTs don't have any value, and they just like designate the value to, you know, these like pictures of apes and these like pixelated pictures. And there is actual value behind an NFT that could have some long-term value that people aren't really like focusing on. So an NFT, like I said, you have sole ownership of whatever digital asset you have. This can be very beneficial for the creator economy. So people who, you know, are artists who do make videos, things of that nature, because you can profit from your output in a way online that you were never able to before. So for one, you're able to display your artwork online without having to go through a third party. So when someone buys an NFT from an artist, the artist actually could take anywhere from 85 to 97% of all the revenue from the transaction. So the other remaining revenue goes to whatever platform they use. So that's a huge margin to make off.
Oh, it's like eBay.
To an extent, yeah. You're selling your artwork, digital artwork online. So if you think of it that way, people are able to sell. Like, the alternative would have been to go to some kind of auction house or a third-party platform that would have taken a significant amount of margin. If you want to learn more about this, I actually have a podcast episode about the economy of art, which is an interesting episode.
Let's just backtrack a little bit. I still have a bunch of questions. So if I'm really good with Adobe and drawing, or an Apple Pencil and an iPad, could I just make a bunch of NFTs and sell them online?
Yeah, you could.
But how do they generate value?
That's the issue at the moment, because everything has value when they really shouldn't.
I'm still confused. So if I draw, like Gary Vee is drawing pictures out here of like random things on his desk, like doodling at meetings, and then selling them for crazy amounts of money. I just don't really understand it when you think about it. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, okay. So I'm going to bring this into like the Mona Lisa example, which many people have used. So if you were to take a look at the Mona Lisa today, right? The Mona Lisa, the original painting, is currently hanging in the Louvre Museum in Paris. I think an insurance policy was taken out on the Mona Lisa in 1962 worth $100 million. If you adjust that for inflation today, it's worth $800 million. So a single painting is worth $1 billion in today's value. How is that any different than the Mona Lisa I'm able to buy on Amazon for $8?
Because one's real, one's fake. It's like the pie on my painting. Like, I will never obtain the actual pie on my painting, but I can go on Amazon and buy a screen printed one for like $30.
To be fair, no one's going to be able to buy the pie on my painting. It was destroyed.
In the show. Makes you think, right? How much that would have cost.
Well, I think there is some kind of value to having the exclusivity of owning an original piece of artwork, for one.
It's just the fact that I feel like the Mona Lisa is a weird example, though.
Why?
Because it's like so easily replicated on like the mainstream market.
What do you mean?
You have certain paintings that aren't as easily replicable as the Mona Lisa is.
Well, I would say, like, okay, let's say Van Gogh's Starry Night, right? One of the most famous paintings in the world.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably worth over $100 million.
I understand that, but there are some painters that I'm honestly, I don't know that much about art, but they do certain designs that are really hard to replicate, as where I feel like the Mona Lisa is one that's
like intricate.
Yeah, it's
like it's difficult to replicate.
No, it's easier to replicate than some of these more abstract paintings.
Well, I chalk it up the original price point being to, like, you know, it brings a lot of tourism.
100%. That's what they steal in every movie.
They do. It was actually stolen in real life. Fun fact.
They gave it back?
I think they did give it back because it's in the museum right now.
I mean, they could just bought it. But I don't know. I don't know how it really works. Okay. Anyway, Mona Lisa. $1 billion for a painting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it if I had a lot of money. It'd just be cool to hang on my wall, I guess. It's like one of the like hanging a jersey almost.
Well, I guess the argument is, right, for NFTs also, it's like if you're a real buyer of this whole metaverse concept where we're going to be living in a virtual reality for a bulk of our lives in the future. Mm-hmm. I personally don't believe in that, but a guy like Gary Vee who preaches NFTs.
Gary Vee's from the future. I think he's part of the Lizard Squad.
I think he might hold the Lizard Squad.
Yeah, I think he's a lizard. He is. There's no way to like change my mind about that.
He doesn't blink. So I think he could be part reptilian.
But he says stuff and it sounds crazy. And then you look 10 years in the future and he's right. Almost about like a lot of things.
Yeah.
And there's not that many times he's wrong.
So the metaverse concept I'm referring to is he's saying you can buy an NFT, buy a piece of artwork. Let's say you buy one of these CryptoPunk things. I don't think they really look that cool, but let's say you do. You have the option to hang it into your metaverse home and no one else can do it because you have the original one.
It's like Fortnite skins.
It is that's exactly it.
Because I'm hearing that we're going to soon in the metaverse buy virtual clothing.
Yeah.
To wear on our virtual beings in the metaverse.
Exactly. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
I think, well, okay, to go back into the value of NFTs, I think another important concept that we have to consider is I think all the value comes from being able to sell something and you always have some kind of residual revenue from your selling it. So, I think because the most interesting part about NFTs, right, is that the original artist will continue to receive a commission every time the NFT is sold in the future.
What?
That's big.
But why?
Because they're the original creator.
Yeah, but once they sell the rights, why do they have any right to that art anymore? You know what I'm saying? If I sell something online if I sell my couch on Craigslist and the person resells my couch, I don't get another commission. It doesn't work like that for normal art either. I don't think it works like that. I don't know.
I'm just reading the facts here.
If I make a painting and I sell to someone and they resell it, I don't get a commission off that. Okay, I don't want to sound stupid here, but how would they know?
Blockchain technology, baby. It's a ledger, tracks everything.
Blockchain's like the dark web, man.
Blockchain
is scary, the blockchain. I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't know if scary is the right word, but
It terrifies me.
So let's go into how big the NFT market is, and then I'll give my, because I haven't really given my thoughts on where I think the NFT market is.
I've got a lot of thoughts.
So currently, so as of August 2021, the NFT market had a value of $1 billion of transactions.
I just don't see it.
In 2020, there was less than 100 million. So it increased $900 million in the course of less than a year.
Because people got bored. I could see that. Over quarantine, they were, eh.
There are pieces of digital art selling for millions of dollars on a daily basis. One of the most notable headlines is the NFT CryptoPunks. It generated $1.2 billion to date. Over $1.2 billion to date. That's kind of wild.
It is very wild.
You also see,
These CryptoPunks are the ones all the athletes are buying. Okay.
You also see a number of well-known and respected corporations getting into the NFT space. Visa and Nike are two brands that have purchased and have dabbled in the NFT space.
Was Nike selling virtual sneakers?
I'm not sure exactly. I know Visa is opening up like a whole like division.
It's getting weird. It's getting very weird.
The NBA, we just mentioned.
But the thing is, if these don't work out, right, do these companies, are they liable?
As in what? What would the liability be in relation to?
You're selling NFTs, and if they just fall apart, it's a dangerous market.
But it's like an investment. If you own a piece of art and the art were to go down to $0, you're not liable to anyone.
I don't know. It sounds very scammy to me. And I don't have that much knowledge about the topic, just from what I've read on a couple articles and seen on Twitter. But the whole thing, it just sounds like a scam.
Well, okay. So I've been trying to be like, you know, bipartisan the entire time. And I'm going to give my final thoughts on why I think about NFT, like the NFT market right now. And I think it's definitely a bubble, right? I think it's ridiculous to think that a piece of digital art in its current form should be worth $1 million. Like, you see these pictures, these pixelated CryptoPunk pictures selling for millions of dollars. I just said they generated over $1.2 billion to date. That's insanity.
The CryptoPunk guys are basically, I used to play with these guys on like Cool Math Games. Look at the look at the graphics on these guys, and they're selling. I mean, come on now. These are, I think I made these guys on the DS with my stylist. I'm not joking here. They look like Nintendo guys. I don't even know if that's the right thing I'm talking.
No. You know what game? What game? Drawn to Life?
Almost, yes.
Yeah, Drawn to Life.
Yeah, but I'm, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, you could only fill in the blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like with the iPhone app that you have, like, the numbers. You know what I'm saying? You have to color in.
The worst part is, like, it looks lazy because they definitely just take the same template over and over again and just, like, add, like, different
features. That's why I said it looks so scammy, because it doesn't look like it's a lot of money, and I feel like they're just generating off people hyping it up, and it's going to be a pump and dump.
Yeah.
And people are going to pump up these guys, it's going to get boring, and I'm going to be able to buy these guys for a couple nickels in a couple of years.
100%. I completely agree with that.
And I think a lot of people are going to make a lot of money right now while the hype is real, but a lot of people are going to get scammed. Look at some cryptos we saw the last year. Look at GameStop.
Yeah.
If you got in too late, you got beat.
Exactly. And I want to go back to the Mona Lisa thing before. So I said, you know, in that example, I said exclusivity is the main driver for such like high prices in the NFT market. Kind of the same thing with the Mona Lisa, but I keep hearing that comparison, and it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, and on in one sense, but on the other side, I'm like, the Mona Lisa has so much historical like context and significance behind it, such like cultural significance, and you're not copying that when you make an NFT in 2020, 2021 of a CryptoPunk of a random like pixelated picture. There's no context behind that. Like, no significance.
Now, you
that.
Said the number before. What was the highest? What was the most the NFT was sold for?
I do not have the highest NFT in front of me because my information is from a few months ago.
Okay. So, because that was my only question. It's like, you could buy a physical piece of artwork, or you're going to buy a virtual piece of artwork. And I guess I have a lot of questions here, such as, how does that go when someone dies? How does the blockchain technology work in that sense? If I were to die, am I able to put in my will? Because a piece of artwork, someone can just take it off my wall when I die. And it's like, all right, I own this now.
Well, there are different kinds of laws when it comes to intellectual property. Okay, so I have the most valuable NFT in front of me right now. Mm-hmm, so this is December 2021.
Okay.
$91.8 million. The merge was bought by... Okay, so this another thing that's been happening is like NFTs can also be bought by multiple owners, almost like a stock in a company. So like you can form like kind of like an ETF.
It makes no sense.
You can form an ETF to buy. So like, for example, like this, it was basically a picture of it looks like two planets here. I don't know if you can see. This is the
picture. Are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?
So that was what sold for $92 million.
Give me a piece of paper. I'm going to start making NFTs.
Yeah, so a collector of almost 30,000, a group of 30,000 collectors almost came together to pitch in $92 million for this painting or this digital piece of art.
I don't know what to say.
I think it's kind of ridiculous.
I really don't. I'm starting to lose faith in humanity.
I do lose faith in humanity.
A lot of people are going to make fun of me because I'm bashing the NFT market. And if you're, I guess, an investor in NFTs, you're going to be like, oh, this kid doesn't know what he's talking about. It's my personal opinion. These things are really dumb.
I agree. I'm
looking again at these CryptoPunk guys. And I'm sorry, if you could Google a picture of this and look at it and tell me these things are worth
millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Put it in this perspective, right? Mm-hmm. The entire collection of CryptoPunks is worth more than NBA franchise. NBA franchises.
I honestly, this might be the time we just start making these NFTs and we don't have to do the podcast anymore.
We don't have to do anything. I might quit my job. If I make $1 million of a single NFT.
I mean, we're acting like we make money off this podcast anyway. But anyway, like I said that like we were doing this full time. We don't do the podcast anymore.
I think like going back to what I said before, I think the technology of an NFT can have value, right?
Pause. Common Sense Finance NFT.
Honestly, I was thinking of making a CryptoPunk kind of figure and switching the logo out.
Or you just literally sell your logo. Like that's what they do, these companies.
Yeah, but why would I sell my logo? I want my logo.
Yeah, your logo, you sell the virtual artwork of your logo.
And then just sell it?
Yeah, they don't own the rights to it.
I would own the rights.
No, you're selling an NFT. It's artwork.
I'm selling the NFT, which gives them the rights to the artwork.
Didn't the NBA sell an NBA 75th anniversary NFT?
Yes.
So don't they have the rights to that?
No, if they sell it, you give the rights of the NFT up.
I understand that, but the NBA still has the rights to these logos. Anyway, just move on.
Yes. So
I'm not winning that argument.
I think the NFT technology can be very beneficial for artists. You know, musical artists have very difficult times with ownership rights of their music. So, you know, you own an NFT of your music. You can't really like worry about the whole masters thing, you know, like Taylor Swift and stuff like that, like those kinds of incidents. Also, check out I've had multiple, you know, economics and music.
Baptiste Wizzle?
Yeah, I actually went into depth on one of my episodes about the Taylor Swift incident. So you can check that out. That was a couple, maybe like 15 episodes back. So check that out. That was pretty cool. But
I heard Kanye made Taylor.
Anyway, I want to skip that. Although it is true. Team Jake or Team Taylor? That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe we'll not save it for later. Save it for later.
Save the pod. Yeah. Save the pod.
So I think having an ability to, you know, see a percentage of your revenue for the distribution of your music would be fantastic for like small time artists who kind of sometimes get taken advantage of by like, you know, large music labels.
Yep.
And you know, that could be very beneficial. I see that as being valuable. But aside from that, it's like the current market is ridiculous. I do not see, you know, this continuing in the future. If a recession were to occur, 99% of the crypto, not crypto, the NFTs you see being sold are going to be worthless in the next 5 years.
It reminds me so much of, it is basically Top Shot. The NFTs were, I'm going to look right now because they were, back when Top Shot was hot, they were going for
a pretty penny, yeah.
Thousands of dollars. But you can continue while I look.
So my biggest comparison to this, right?
It reminds me so much of Madden Ultimate Team.
It isn't Madden Ultimate Team, basically. It's real life Madden Ultimate Team, but with crappy artwork.
It reminds me so much of that. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So 2K and EA were far out of the game in the market. I guess the only thing is they have expiration date, those, where these don't.
Yeah. I mean, you also have something to like see for it. Like
Yeah, NBA Top Shots are $20,000.
Yeah, and I don't see the value in owning a clip.
I could buy a Pascal Siakam dunk for $3.21.
I guess if you own it, you can refurbish it and like flip it and like other like you can give people the rights to use it in like montages and stuff like that and get money that way. If it's a video,
I don't know, but I might have to buy a Jason Tatum one though.
How much is it?
I'm looking right now.
You take out a mortgage to get a 2 second
video? No, some of them are cheap. Some of them are like $3. But then again, I don't think you make any money. I think it's just you own an NFT.
We'll look into that. Maybe Common Sense will own an NFT. We'll find out.
Oh, I can find a Jason Tatum dunk from November 1st, 2021. $3.
Oh, shoot. Do you throw in? I'll throw in half.
Thanks. But some of them, yeah, go up to... the market really went down. See Marcus Smart one here for $369.
Yeah, I remember.
They used to be thousands of dollars. The lowest ask for some of these used to be $50, $100. Now some of them are like $3, $4.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the market starts cooling down a little bit because I think when things get irrational, it worries me.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, like, the closest comparison I could think of is the dot-com bubble. So early 2000s, 1995 to 2000, a tremendous amount of investors were pouring their money into online businesses. Basically, anything that had like .com or online at the end of their name was booming at that point. I can't think of the story exactly, but there was one instance where a company was like about to go under. And out of nowhere, they weren't really even like a tech company. They put .com at the end of their name and their stock just shot up. Like we saw with like Hertz last year and GameStop, like tremendous. Like they did a 360 just by putting .com. And none of their financials changed, but everyone was like, oh, it's a tech company. We got to get into it. So because of like, it was also a very low interest rate environment, which is a positive thing for the market. Many investors overvalued a lot of internet startups. However, you know, as investors began to run out of money and throwing their money at these startup companies, none of which were cash flow positive, quickly ran out of funding and the bubble popped. And then all these tech companies started going out of business. There were only a few. The few that did survive were, you know, the Amazons of the world today and the Googles of today. I still think that's the case with NFTs, crypto even. I think they're going to be, I would say 95% of a lot of the projects that we see are not going to be worth anything in the next 5 years. You're probably not even going to hear them in the next 5 years. But there's going to be a few that have some value and there's going to be some long-term upside.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue that when you put a facts out there. So I guess my only question for you now is where do I buy an NFT?
So I've been dabbling a little bit. OpenSea looks like the most mainstream platform that I've been seeing. There are other places like Super Rare, Rarible, Mintable. I have not tried any platform yet, so I'm not giving you like a personal seal of approval.
But I'm not liable for that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, guys, it's not financial advice. Always remember that. I guess the next question would be like, are NFTs worth it?
It's tough. It's a very volatile market.
Yeah.
You could again make a lot of money, but you could also potentially lose a lot of money depending on when this bubble does, if mm-hmm. it does burst, when it bursts.
This is like, so when people think of investing, right, they kind of like, if you're new, you kind of jump to the conclusion of, oh, I saw what happened with GameStop, I want to have a huge return like that, or like some Bitcoin, Dogecoin. Like, you saw a tremendous returns within a 3 month span. I think many people got spoiled and they have a poor perception of how investing should work.
I think it's also they don't want to miss the train.
Exactly.
Like, people try to prejudge the market and time the market, and that's when it's not investing, it's just gambling.
100%.
And that's what I'm afraid this is turning into, NFT market, because it seems like, it doesn't even sound like it's gambling. It's just, honestly, I don't even know what to call it. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, that's why I'm confused. Is it, like, I just don't understand it.
I see TikToks of kids making like collections that are very similar to the CryptoPunks and the Boring Apes. And they're selling for like $3,000 to $10,000 worth of Ethereum, and I'm like, what?
That's why I don't understand. It sounds scammy to me.
It does.
It doesn't sound legit.
It doesn't. And that's why I think we have to think of NFTs not as an investment, but the technology behind it. Like, I think crypto to an extent too. I'll say this. I think the real value in crypto is the technology behind it. The blockchain is going to be revolutionary. The crypto, I think the crypto has a lot of flaws that we're overlooking. I personally have a small investment in crypto, but I'm only doing it just to not miss the train, honestly.
You sound like such boomers. Crypto's bad and NFTs are dangerous.
I'm sorry, but I cannot get behind buying these pieces of art. Like, if it were like,
I'm afraid to buy like $150 sneakers. I'm not buying an NFT.
If it were a cool piece of art, sure. If it were a cool video,
I mean, or sure. It's the NFTs now where you could put it on display. You see, I think YouTube or was it TikTok, someone sent out it's kind of like a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's lights in it. And it's pretty cool.
Like physical display?
Yeah.
I think if the metaverse thing becomes a reality, as people think it is, and you can like display it in your home, and it's like, because if you have like an original Rembrandt in your actual physical house, that's millions of dollars. If you have an NFT of a cyberpunk that's worth $10 million in your home, people are like, oh, wow, look at this guy. He has money.
CryptoPunk, not cyberpunk.
Have you been saying cyberpunk this whole
time? I've been saying crypto. You just said cyberpunk. I don't know. Maybe you meant Keanu Reeves, but I don't know. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to clarify.
I would love to have a picture of Keanu Reeves in my house. Metaverse or not.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah, I don't... I firmly believe that if the metaverse can be a whole hour long discussion, a hour plus long discussion, but I still feel as though people are going to still value the physical world. I think you even see it now mm-hmm. with a lot of work from home. People don't really get that connection with their classmates, their companions, their workers, you know what I'm saying? Their partners. But I think people are going to still value physical touch, physical interaction. And I don't know if they're necessarily putting on a Quest 2 and going into the metaverse is really going to solve a lot of issues.
I want to agree, but I personally think that we are going to like see like the absolute decay of society in the next 20 years.
I mean, if you were able to, like, just look at online class now, we have webcams, stuff like that. They're talking about potentially doing a metaverse of online schooling where you put your headset on, you're in class. That's crazy to me. I think you're also going to have to expand rooms 10 times the size. Cause I have you ever tried a Quest?
I have not, like an Oculus.
Yeah.
Isn't
that a Quest?
I think it's Oculus.
Oculus Quest, whatever. Yeah. I've tried one a couple times actually. And the amount of times I've not only like banged, I almost put holes in the ceiling just cause you play like the weapon games, like lightsabers and stuff. And you're it's brutal. And you're just running into walls because you're like, you think you're in a game and it's honestly insane. And I don't know what exactly the health implications are with that when you're.
Yeah. Well, like we are told now that you shouldn't stare at your computer screen too long. You shouldn't get too close to your monitor. Like, you know,
20 minute rule
blue,
or something.
Yeah, like you have like blue, like the blue light glasses blue, and everything. Yeah.
The Quest, there's no escape. The metaverse is no escaping.
It's literally like an inch away from your
eyes. You are in the technology.
Yeah. Like you are the technology. You're like cyborg from DC.
If there is no product, you are the product.
Yes, you are the product. Honestly, why are we so like behind the metaverse when like Mark Zuckerberg is the one who's like leading the charge? Like, do we really want to trust our, you know,
reptilian?
Speaking about reptilian race, he's the reptilian race right there. He's the leader.
Isn't it odd that him and Gary Vee are like the two?
Both of them don't blink ever.
Got a sunscreen. Only lizards wear sunscreen like that.
Does he even wear sunscreen?
You haven't seen Mark Zuckerberg surfing?
No.
Look it up. It's one of. Are you
kinda
serious?
I'm kind
of
scared to look.
You've never seen that photo? It's like a meme and everything. Look at the amount of sunscreen my man wears when he surfs.
Surfing meme. Okay.
Yeah, look at the meme.
Oh, no, I've seen this one. He looks like
only a lizard wears that much sunscreen.
He looks like a ghost.
Yeah, because he doesn't want his skin to burn off.
Is he wearing a face mask? This is actually terrifying.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's dipped in mayo. He looks like a cake pop.
This is actually like an ungodly amount of sunscreen. Sunscreen.
Some people burn easily, but that's just the most sunscreen I've ever seen a person wear in my lifetime. Anyway, let's reel it back in.
Yeah.
NFTs. I think it's time to bring us home, don't you think?
Yeah, so I guess like just to wrap up, summarize what we've gone over here. So an NFT, acronym, non-fungible token. You get sole ownership of a digital asset. The asset could be an image, which we've seen most often be the case as of recently, but it's not limited to that. We've seen examples of videos being sold as NFTs. Songs can also be an NFT, basically any kind of intellectual property or any property that can be in a digital form can be in the form of an NFT. To function, NFTs utilize blockchain technologies, very similar to crypto, except crypto can be interchangeable, like one crypto is not differentiated from another. However, an NFT cannot be differentiated can be differentiated between from another. So you have the sole ownership of that specific picture. No person can have that same ownership like you do. Does that prevent people from screenshotting it? It does not. So that's where I think all the value gets lost. I probably sound like a boomer saying that, but
you're a boomer. Just say
it is what it is. I personally think we're in a bubble. Everyone, do your own research, do your own due diligence. I personally think that if you're going to invest in an NFT, it should not be with a significant portion of your portfolio. Only invest in risky investments that with money that you can afford to lose.
That's about right.
Yeah. So that was another episode of Common Sense Finance. Hopefully you learned as much as we can help you with NFTs, because it's a difficult topic to get our minds around, honestly.
I mean, I just went through the whole podcast and I think I still don't understand. I don't think I ever fully understand NFTs. But
If something sounds like a scam, smells like a scam, if it walks like a duck, it sounds like a duck, probably a duck.
No, I've never met anybody that disguised themselves as a duck before. So.
I don't know. Got any grapes? Or that one? All right. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening to another episode of the Common Sense Finance podcast. You can catch us on Instagram at Common Sense Finance, Twitter at Common Sense Fina, because I cannot fit finance in the Twitter handle, unfortunately. TikTok as well, Common Sense Finance. Yeah, and then YouTube podcast on all podcast platforms, which, you know, you're probably listening to it on a podcast platform, so you already know. But yeah, guys, so I'm Anthony.
I'm Domenico.
And until next time, peace out.
Common Sense Finance is not a registered financial or advisory service. The presence of this podcast on the internet shall not be directly or indirectly interpreted as solicitation of investment advisory services. All content is for informational purposes only. The content provided is not a research report or financial advice. It should not be used as the basis to buy or sell a security, nor is it an offer to buy or sell a security. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of Common Sense Finance and its host, unless otherwise specifically cited. Material presented is believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations are made by the platform as to other parties' informational accuracy or completeness. All information or ideas provided should be discussed in detail with an advisor, accountant, or legal counsel prior to implementation.